The day that my photographer came in and the professional photos were listed, it was a game changer. And I was honestly embarrassed that I had my iPhone photos even up at all.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
And we are Thanks for Visiting. And today we're going to talk about all things photography for your listing.
Yes, probably the most important thing you put out there when you're starting to list on Airbnb. So we're going to tell you some of our tips and tricks and how to find an actual photographer. We're going to tell you, number one, need to hire somebody professionally.
Yes.
But if you have to, we'll talk about, you know, making sure your space is ready until you can make some money to bring a photographer in.
Yes. Oh, I will say hiring a photographer, and at least I know in here in Columbus, Ohio, which is a good marker for a lot of the U.S., anywhere between $150 to $175 for under 2,000 square feet. So it's really not that much of an investment. And for most of you, you'll make that back in a night or two. So I'm going to challenge you to make that investment right away. Like, can I just be a little abrasive and say, don't even use your iPhone?
Right.
If you want to compete, I mean, Airbnb has been around for so long now, and people are now jumping in who weren't jumping in 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's just really competitive.
Yes. So I did, let's give a little history. I did my first listing with my iPhone pictures just to get it up and running, but I knew I had a photographer scheduled and ready to roll, but I at least wanted to get my listing up and live, and at least, you know, in the algorithm, out there to people, get it started. But I will tell you, the day that my photographer came in and the professional photos were listed, it was a game changer. And I was honestly embarrassed that I had my iPhone photos even up at all. So I don't know if it helped or it didn't help in the beginning.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about preparing your space, though, to have the photographer in. I think number one is making sure if you do book a photographer and you are going to pay for them, have them come during the day. You need to have great lighting. Don't have your photographer come at night. That's like going to be a major faux pas. And it'll be a waste of your time and money. You need to make sure that you can have your curtains, your blinds, any place that has great natural light, that it's coming in and that your guests can see that. And if you have outdoor spaces that you can share with your guests, that those will be easily visible. You don't want your photographer coming at night and showing pictures of your back patio, you know, with candlelight.
Right. So also have your space already staged and ready to go. Don't expect your photographer is not going to help you with that. And you really want to maximize his time so he or she can focus on the space. So have it exactly as you're going to have it when your guests walk in, so that your space looks just like it will when they actually do walk in. I can't tell you how many guests have said, like, oh my gosh, your space looks just like it did
just
in the photos.
Your pictures, yes.
And they're surprised and they're happy about it. So, like, I don't know what other hosts are doing, but make sure your photos look pretty darn close to what they're actually going to walk into.
And you do, make sure you get the front door photo. If you can get the very front door, what they're going to see when they walk up to your home or your apartment or your lake house, whatever you may have them taking photos of, and the neighborhood, make sure to add that into their shoot if you can get some surrounding photos of your neighborhood there. But what Sarah was saying about making sure it looks exactly like it's going to be when they check in, that's a huge thing. So, you know, get out your iPhone before the photographer comes and start snapping things and do some pre-testing of what a room looks like. And if something looks off or odd, rearrange it, fix it, you know, fluff the pillows, make sure, I mean, iron the sheets. Maybe, you know, maybe it'll look a little nicer than when they actually do check in, but have it in like the most pristine, like best shape you ever have had your house in, because that's what you are putting out to literally the world.
It's going
to
be able to see it. Yeah. And So not only have your photographer get into every corner of every room, right? That's usually what most real estate photographers have done for me in the past. But A, when they do that, I would just make sure that it's not a whole big shot of a ceiling. Like, you want to get the goods, which is all eye level stuff. And a lot of the times the ceiling is the most beautiful part. So if you have beautiful hardwood floors, if you put down a really nice rug, like, that's going to make part of your space cozy and like homey, and people are going to notice that. But also get like those lifestyle moments, like maybe a really nice, pretty close-up shot of your coffee maker.
Mm-hmm,
or if you have a lot of really awesome cooking knives, like maybe you have a beautiful chef's kitchen, like a shot of those knives, like things that are people like, oh, that's an amenity that you can show off in your listing photos.
That's an important thing that I think versus like normal real estate photography is getting the little things that make your place special. You know, actually, the bathroom is a super important part. People pay really close attention to what the bathroom and the shower looks like. So make sure to get not just one picture of your bathroom, maybe get one or two. They really care about that space, especially. And then the kitchen too. Like Sarah said, if you have your coffee station, people love to see that. You know, if let's say you have your TV that has maybe some extra things that go along with it. Maybe you have a gaming system. Get that in there. Or maybe you offer games. Take some extra pictures of your amenities, just not the space that you're offering your guests.
Right. I've even taken shots. So at least on Airbnb, you can give your guests a unique link that will walk them through the check-in process. So that's where I include photos of like exactly where you can park. And I even have put a graphic on there where you cannot park. Mm-hmm. And then what the building looks like when you pull up. These are all photos I had my photographer take, but I'm not including them in my listing. I've chosen not to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that on the check-in process. A lot of you might be concerned about putting your personal properties like facing situation on your listing. You don't have to do that. You can give that to the person who actually books your space and commits by paying. But just have that photo already so you can share it when you're walking them through how to check in.
Now, I think that's a great point. You don't have to have the front of your house with your house number if you're not comfortable with that at all. I live in a large building, so there isn't, you know, you really can't take a picture. I mean, you can take a picture of the front door, but it's not going to differentiate.
Right.
So that don't be fearful that you're going to like your house is the front of your house is going to be on there. You do not have to do that at all if you don't want to. And I don't, actually, a lot of places don't, or if they do, it's far enough away. You're not going to see a house number or something like that there.
Any other photography tips we can share?
I mean, if you change something, let's say you list your house, you know, I'm actually caught myself the other day. I took my photos almost 2 years ago and I was scrolling through and like, oh, that's not there anymore. Or, you know, that's changed. So, you know, look at your listing and update it from time to time. So if you've had a major furniture change or anything structurally, just take note that you do need to update your photos there. Something really important is there's your hero image, which is like your main image that everyone will see. And this is kind of changing a little bit on Airbnb, but make sure your first photo is, you know, the best representation of your home or like the coziest spot or something that could differentiate you from the crowd. So that's where you would want to take a look at your competition in the area and just see what their photos look like and say, okay, what's my money shot? What's the best shot of my house? If I was coming to town, what's my photo that's going to stand out? And make sure that's the first one that pops up. You can also, another great part of this is you can put in your photos, you can also have captions that explain what the photo is. Some people put them on every single photo. Some people don't put them on any photos, but let's say you have a really great Tempur-Pedic mattress. You know, I would put that like master bedroom Tempur-Pedic or, you know, a great refrigerator or a sound system or anything like that. You can put those in the photos in the, you know, you can put that information in there if you like.
Yeah.
Which
well,
I think is a huge selling point.
And people are going through those pictures. I mean, that's your opportunity to talk to that potential booker, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so those people who choose not to put captions there, I argue that you're like not, you're choosing to not have a conversation with a potential customer, guest, whatever.
Right.
So to do that, see, so even if it's just a picture of your couch, like what kind of couch is it? How comfortable is it? Did you have sample guests come over and say, oh my gosh, this couch is so comfortable. Like whatever that is, if you can sell it, mm-hmm. not in a pushy or not true way, but right. just use engaging caption to get people drawn in and to press that book button.
No, you've got it. You've got to highlight. It's almost like your billboard. What would you say on there? So yeah. again, if you live like the neighborhood that I live in, so many things are walkable. You know, if you have your favorite coffee shop, take out an exterior picture and put, you know, this is just steps away. You really, it is an opportunity for you to sell your space. You need to take full advantage of that real estate. So
your space, your location. Mm-hmm. Another thing too, now the photographer doesn't have to capture this, but I forget where I found this tip, so I don't remember where it came from. But if you upload a screenshot of how fast your internet is,
oh yeah,
to your photograph, to your listing, don't make it be your hero image. Or now Airbnb has, once you click on a listing, the hero image becomes the main image, which gets most of the screen, and then like four other images. So in that case, I have one bedroom apartments. I have living room and then a picture of the bedroom, the bathroom, the hallway, and the kitchen. So they kind of can see my whole space in that one go. But then as they were to keep scrolling through pictures, they can see that I actually have high speed internet. Here is the proof. I ran the test. It took a screenshot. This is what you're going to expect when you come stay at my
space. And that is very important. I know a lot of business travelers look for that. You know, if you have any sort of creative staying in your space that would need video or audio and just maybe working, they need to have that internet. Yeah. Or if they have kids that have a gaming system, or if they're a family where everyone has a device, right. the Wi-Fi is very important.
Thing.
So if you can do that, and it'll help you like cut down on how many questions you have to ask. That's another part of the photos. Point out something negatively, not negatively, but if something would maybe deter someone from staying in your space, let's say you live next to railroad tracks. Take a picture of it. Let them know, like, hey, I live in an awesome area of town, but we are right next to the railroad tracks. I have a unit that's a loft and there is lower ceilings. You know, let people know that if you have like maybe a steep stairwell, or, you know, maybe I know, Sarah, you have stairs just to get in some of your units. Those are things like you want to be very clear and let your guests know right out of the gate if there's anything at all that might be a challenge or
they might complain about.
Yeah. Just let them know right out of the gate. It'll save you a ton of time, a ton of money. And at the end of the day, you want your guests to have a great stay. So just let them know. Don't try to hide any of that stuff.
Well, you want to attract and repel people who are going to love your space, right? Not everyone's. Your space isn't going to be great for everyone, just like in any other business. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're not into stairs, you can't stay with me because you have to go upstairs, even in winter. And I say they can get slippery, they can get wet. So, you know, I just would rather you go find somewhere else than stay with me and then dock me on my reviews because I didn't let you know that clearly enough up front. I mean, I could say that in my listing, but if I show you those stairs and I say, yes, I have instant book on and yes, all these things, but you have to answer this question. Are you okay with stairs? Right. Like I'm trying to be very clear about it.
And really that's just a safety issue. You always want to make sure that your guests are safe. So letting them know that, you know, that's the best way. That's kind of honesty is the best policy there. Yeah. And let them know. And after you've taken the photos, if there's something where you start getting reviews and people are, you know, highlighting one area of your home, maybe, you know, put that, edit that and let people know, like, this is most people's favorite space in my
adjust
home.
Your listing.
Yeah, adjust your listing. So once you have the photos and have your photographer, you don't need to use every photo that your photographer uses, but keep those in, you know, Dropbox or Google Drive or something so you can refer back to them.
You can also use those photos if you create another way to market your space, right? Like if you have an Instagram account for your space.
Absolutely.
You can upload them all at once and then have all the captions so people want to see your space. If you want to do an Instagram ad or something, you can use those photos there. Like there's a lot of ways to use those photos time and time again. And then you inspired me with something else is that you could have pictures of your fire alarm and carbon monoxide system, a picture of where your fire extinguisher is, the fact that maybe you have a Nest thermostat, or just that you have a way for them to control heat and AC, like really anything. Because I think nowadays you can have, I know on HomeAway you can have up to 50 photos. I forget what it is on Airbnb, but you can have a good amount.
I would.
You can get detailed.
You can get very detailed. So, and be creative.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are like a ton of people listening that have a ton of great ideas about their space, or they live in an amazing space and know how to take a great photo that would pull us in.
This was your idea, but to get your profile picture taken that day too by your photographer.
Yes.
Sit on your couch in your listing, and that'll be the photo that you share for your Airbnb profile. Boom, you have it done. It's not something dark, or like sometimes people upload these photos that they've had in their Facebook account for years and years and years, and they're grainy. Like, invest a little bit, have them just shoot a picture or two of you, and maybe it's your partner or whatever, or your family if you're comfortable with that. Because people, your guests are also wondering where they're staying and who's taking care of the space they're staying. So get your face in there.
Yeah, get your headshot, a few of them while your photographer's there.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I think other than that, I mean, we just cannot say enough about getting a professional photographer in to do your space. It's really going to be a differentiator. And for us, we take this very seriously, and that's what you're putting out to the world. So we feel like you have to make that minimum investment, and your return on that investment is invaluable.
Yeah.
So sometimes I even go to my listing, I'm like, wow, like my photos look good. So I look through, like, even though I don't consider, you know, I consider all the hosts, like I collaborate with them, but they are my competition on getting my nights booked. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like if I was a consumer coming to Columbus and I saw my space versus someone with
that they're showing like whose space is like yours.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is a loft space. It's really cool. And you're in a kind of a historical building. So that's cool. And like, but if you have any ideas that we haven't talked about, like we're always open for new creative ideas. Like let us know. You can shoot us an email at hi@thanksforvisiting.me.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you're watching this on YouTube, let us know in the comments below. We want to grow as much information to share with everyone, mm-hmm. you know, older that we're.
And we're hoping that in the future, Airbnb will actually let you video your space. That's what I'm waiting for, to be able to add video tours.
Yeah.
And then some people also, if you really, you know, take this seriously and you want to have your own website for your short-term rental, you can use those photos there too. So this is those photos can keep, you know, using that content over and over again, not just on your one listing. You could use it on multiple platforms. You could use it on your social media. You can use it for advertising, and you could use it on your own domain.
Yeah.
If you wanted
to. I would say it's a non-negotiable.
Yes.
Like fork up that $150, get a professional in there.
Maybe you barter. Maybe that person, like, hey, maybe you don't have the $150. Say, do you have family coming into town soon?
Get creative.
Yeah, like, say, do you need to use a place for a photo shoot? Maybe you can barter there. Like, that's the thing. Don't think, like, there's photographers that want to get started. Mm-hmm. You can say, hey, I know you're just trying to get started. Maybe you can use this in your portfolio, and I'll be a referral for you. So get creative on trying to hire the photographer also. You'd be surprised how you can work things like that.
Yeah.
So I would definitely encourage you to get creative in trying to hire the photographer. So.
All right.
Awesome. Well,
I think that's it.
Yeah, it is. So everybody get busy looking for your photographer. And all those photographers out there, you're welcome for us.
Oh, you know what? Actually, before we go, we're very formal here. How to find a photographer. So actually, one time I was working in Seattle, although at the time I was living in New York, and I was getting a space ready for a client. And I didn't know any photographers in the area, but I needed someone who I could trust, who could execute and not disappoint my client because they were trusting me. So I went on Instagram and I used hashtag Seattle photographer. Mm-hmm. I actually think it was like Seattle real estate photographer. And there were photographers who were using that hashtag. And I went through, saw who I liked, and I DM'd them on Instagram, and he was there the next day and did a great job. And I already could see his portfolio. You can Google too, obviously, but with Google, Instagram being such an awesome platform to find other business owners, mm-hmm. there really is no excuse to find someone who you can know, like, and trust pretty quickly.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, we will see you on the next episode.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.